Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, you may have read over the last couple of days shocking statistics. Three men had to be hospitalised over this last weekend after receiving knife injuries in separate attacks within 1 hour in Dublin city centre over the weekend. It comes as recent CSO figures show that knife crime offences soared by almost 50% during lockdown, which is extraordinary considering most of us weren't out and about and on the move, yet knife crime has increased by almost 50%. Fine Gael TD for Dublin Rathdown, Neil Richmond, has called for an immediate knife amnesty to get dangerous weapons off the street. Have a listen to him speaking to us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Over the last 4 years, we've seen a steady increase not only in knife crime incidents, but sadly a 10% increase in hospitalizations from knife crime incidents across the country. And it's become particularly acute in parts of Dublin in the last 12 months. And the really worrying thing is the people who are the victims and the perpetrators are getting younger every day.
Now, this has been trialled here in Ireland in the past. 15 years ago in Limerick, there was a knife amnesty which resulted in 300 knives being taken off the streets. In Scotland, more recently, they had a huge problem with knife crime. And in Scotland, they had an amnesty as well and managed to take 1,000 knives off the street, which may be a drop in the ocean, but it's 1,000 less knives in circulation. And we want to find out, what do you think about the idea of having a knife amnesty? Would it help to solve Ireland's growing knife crime problems? What approach would you like to see being taken? Our number is 1890 453 106, or you can text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. I'm joined on the line by Ciarán Perry, who's an independent councillor for Cabra and Glasnevin in Dublin and the chair of the Central Joint Policing Committee. Ciarán, what do you think of Neil Richmond's suggestion of a knife amnesty?
Hi, Aidan. As the chair of a JCPC, I'd support any measure that may tackle such a serious issue as knife crime. But to be honest, I don't think it goes anywhere near fair enough. Your listeners will probably remember earlier this year when there was a spate of knife crime in the north inner city where our Joint Policing Committee covers, where an innocent 16-year-old man, youth, died, mm-hmm. and a woman on her way to work. Because of the community uproar over that, I, as chair of JPC, organised a meeting with the Gardaí, local councillors, Department of Justice, local services and Dublin City Council. And there was unilateral agreement at that meeting that we need a greater visibility of Gardaí on the streets. That would certainly act as a deterrent, but probably more importantly, to tackle the underlying social and economic issues in our areas. And that's obviously including like further investment.
But can you blame underinvestment in certain areas on the fact that people are carrying knives in their pockets? Where is that connection?
No, you can't. No, look, I don't think anybody is naive enough to think that there's not a serious connection between drug dealing, serious crime and knife carrying. In some instances, people carry knives as an aggressor. In some other instances, people carry knives for protection of themselves against those aggressors. And that's the issue that I believe we have to tackle, that we have to have a targeted response at those most at risk, which are the young people themselves, targeting those who will carry the knives and trying to persuade those who feel the need to carry it for protection that it's unnecessary. And that's why I'm saying the greater visibility of Gardaí, undoubtedly. But also, it has to be acknowledged, like there's open drug dealing in parts of our city. And that's a policing issue. And that has to be tackled. And that's part of investing in communities. And
but again, just to go back to the policing issue, you can't blame the Gardaí for the fact that so many people are carrying knives. It's not their fault.
No, I'm not blaming the Gardaí. Adrian, what I'm asking is the Gardaí to do their job and to have high visibility patrols in those areas where there is a spate of knife crime, and where if somebody chooses to carry a knife for whatever reasons, they're actually concerned about being stopped and searched. Like in most instances.
So is that what you want to see? A more zero tolerance approach and more Gardaí stopping and searching people they suspect may have a knife?
Absolutely. In the immediate term And that's what worked in Glasgow. But much more importantly then is an engagement with those young people in the areas and with the communities in general. Let's remember, Adrian, the likes of ourselves really aren't under threat of this knife crime. It's the people living in these communities. It's the young people themselves who are really under threat. So they're the ones that we need to be supporting. They're the communities that we need to be supporting.
Where is this problem worst, Ciarán?
Again, Adrian, I'm always loath to point out any areas in particular. So it's quite common across, I'd imagine, the country, but my familiarity would obviously be with the city centre area. But we've seen, like, over the weekend, it wasn't just a city centre. I think the statistics there from CSO confirm that this is an issue all over the country, but particularly in the urban areas.
Okay, now we've seen, we mentioned Scotland, where they had a huge knife crime problem. They rolled out an amnesty and it worked quite well. It took 1,000 knives off the streets. We did it in Limerick 15 years ago. But some people believe, you know, there's no need for a knife amnesty. As one texter said to me, there is already a knife amnesty. You can just throw it in the bin.
Again, Adrian, I'd have to agree with that. If somebody is carrying a knife for aggression, an amnesty isn't going to discourage them. If somebody is carrying a knife for what they feel is protection, an amnesty isn't going to convince them to give it up. I fully agree that any measure at all, even if it only takes such a small number of knives off the street as we've seen in Limerick, that it's worthwhile, because as you said in your introduction, that at least it's another number of knives off the street. Mm. But I don't think that'll be an effective policy.
Okay, so the answer then is for the Gardaí to stop and search more people, take their knives, and for the courts to suitably punish them.
Oh, absolutely. And just don't forget the proviso that we need services in these areas. Like the upsurge in knife crime over the lockdown, there's no doubt there's a link there between all the clubs being closed down, all the services being closed down. Like that innocent young man that lost his life in the inner city earlier in the year, he, on the very night that he died, he would have been normally training with his football club. He was an excellent little footballer. He would have been training with his club. So I think the linkage between the lockdown of all services and lack of supports is clearly obvious in the upsurge in people carrying knives. So,
is there any defence? I spoke to a guy recently and he works in Dublin City Centre, finishes work late at night and walks about 2 miles home. He carries a knife in his inside pocket for his own protection. He's never used it, never taken it out of his pocket, but he has it there. Is there any defence for somebody doing that?
My big fear in that instance is that man obviously doesn't carry a knife as an act of aggression.
No.
Were he to take out that knife in a situation where he feels under threat, that knife, he may end up stabbing somebody, or the knife may be taken off him and him stabbed.
So in other words, you're more likely to end up being stabbed if you're carrying a knife, yeah.
Absolutely, particularly if you're not an aggressor. So that's why I think we need to have greater visibility. And Adrian, when you say increased stop and search, what I'm talking about is targeted stop and search, whereby we know where the issues are happening, we know the people involved. Adrian, like, let's not fool ourselves. Like, there's intergenerational issues in some of our communities where we have criminality going down through three generations of families. That has to be tackled. That cycle has to be broken. In the instances, clearly, I can't go into the details, but in the incidents in the Northern City earlier this year, there was one family involved in six incidents. One of them involved in five, and another one is serious criminal incidents. And that's just an example of where we're not tackling the
root cause. Okay, so it could be argued that a knife amnesty is not going to get people like that to head on down to the Garda station and pop it in a box.
It couldn't even be argued, Adrian. It just simply won't. Logic and sense would dictate that simply won't reach that level of criminality.
Okay. Ciarán Perry, independent councillor from Cabra and Glasnevin, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. Patrick Gates is from the Young People at Risk group from Dublin's North Inner City. Patrick, is there a lot of fear among young people in regards to knife crime, and are many of them carrying knives, do you think?
Well, just to say, Adrian, I agree with much of what Kieran said there. But yes, there is. Like, we've just carried out a survey among young people within youth projects within the northeast of the city. And a lot of them are saying that, like, you know, over 47% of them feel that their own community is not a safe place to live. And over 72% of them have told us that they feel that knife crime is a major issue in the area. Yeah, and I think, you know, the drop-top, you know, the evidence is that in relation to these crimes, you know, they're associated with high levels of social exclusion, disadvantage, and deprivation. And that's where a lot of the sort of going on crime. So I agree with Kieran in relation to that. But there is huge fear and anxiety among young people.
And that's that was the point that I just made to Kieran a moment ago. Yeah. Is there such anxiety? And I mentioned a guy that I spoke to recently who walks home late at night across Dublin City, and he carries a knife in his inside pocket and has done for the last 2 years. Now, is there any... Do you believe that some people are doing that, are carrying a knife on their person absolutely. For their protection?
No, absolutely. The feedback we are getting from young people is that they fear for themselves, they fear for their parents, they fear for their siblings, they fear for their friends, so therefore they carry guns for their own, or not guns, knives for their own protection. And that becomes a vicious cycle then, you know, and which repeats itself. But then again, the backdrop of this, and Kieran mentioned this, is that there is huge sort of drug selling economy within the NEI, Northeast Inner City. And young people are getting caught up in that. They see they get caught up in the gangs, and then that creates, a culture of violence that's associated with the whole gang. So we do really need a much more deeper alternative way of addressing these issues.
But okay, one of the suggestions, as you've heard, is this suggestion of a knife amnesty. It strikes me that if there were to be a knife amnesty, the sort of people that might hand in their knives are not the ones that would be the aggressors in the first place.
Well, you know, I would agree with anything that may help this, and a knife amnesty certainly would be one option. But yeah, that's true. You know, you get those people handing them in who probably are happy to go along with that particular strategy. What we need is a much more complex community development response, which builds relationships with the guards. That is, you know, a long-term sort of community policing strategy that builds trusting relationships with the community and the guard. Because one of the things that we've actually identified as part of our recent survey was that there's a very low level of trust in the guards actually protecting the community, and that really needs to be turned around.
And that's leading to a vicious cycle, by the sounds of it, that some people feel they're not being protected by the guards and subsequently end up carrying knives for their protection. And good afternoon from Adrian Kennedy in for Andrea all of this week on Lunchtime Live. Now, we're in the middle of a conversation all to do with knife crime and the shocking statistics that show there was a 50% increase in knife crime here in Ireland during lockdown, which is the bit that really startled me. And it's been suggested by Fine Gael's Neil Richmond that we introduce a knife amnesty to try and take some of the knives out of circulation from our streets. And we're asking you how you feel about that. 1890 453 106 is our phone number. You can also text 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Now, Paul, you are in favour of an amnesty.
Well, look, I'd welcome an amnesty, but I actually don't think it would help knife crime, because I think you'd probably get a 1% hand in, and the rest, the other 99%, these young lads will hold on to, you know.
Mm. And it was a point I made just before the break there, that the people most likely to hand in a knife during a knife amnesty are the people who are probably least likely to ever use one.
Yeah, yeah. These young lads that are carrying them around, that want to use them and intend to use them probably, they're not going to hand them in. It's not going to make any difference. Look, if you carry around a gun, and some of them probably are and will be in the future, that's what they'll be doing next. It's just getting worse all the time. We're going the way Mexico has gone. You know, to be honest with you, a lot of it is to deal with gang culture, and that's not going to improve until we stop the prohibition of drugs.
And that's the answer? Legalise drugs and people will stop carrying knives?
No, it's not going to stop everybody from carrying knives, but it will stop a lot of young lads getting involved in criminality. Because it's very easy to become a criminal when you can just buy some drugs, cut them up, and sell them on to the next person. If you can't do that, how are you going to become a criminal? You have to rob a bank. You have to do something a bit more daring.
Now, we mentioned how knife crime has become a major problem, and they tried this in Scotland where they introduced a knife amnesty. It did take 1,000 knives off the Scottish streets. Now, I don't know how many are in circulation. There could be 1 million for all I know. But it did take 1,000 knives off the Scottish streets. Surely that wouldn't be a bad thing here.
Well, no, it did help in Scotland. My own girlfriend is from Scotland, so I know what happened in Scotland. There was a lot more went on in the background around that as well. So as Kieran was saying and the other chap, they were walking with young people, they were walking in disadvantaged areas. It wasn't just a case of, hey, we got the 1,000 knives and knife crime and stuff. You have to walk with these young people. Some of them, like Kieran mentioned, there was one family involved and they were involved with 7 different crimes over the years. Well, the children in that family are looking at their older brothers and their fathers and probably their mothers being involved in crime, and there's no consequences for them. We need a whole holistic approach of consequences is the first thing. If you do something, you're going to get arrested. And when you go in front of a judge, you're going to go to jail for some serious time. These young lads know that's not going to happen. So that's one thing. But also you've got to give them some hope. You've got to try and keep them in education as much as you can and give them the opportunities that a lot of other people have. But also, a big part of that is getting rid of this prohibition of drugs. It's a serious problem. Look, 20, 25 years ago, would you have thought what's happening in Ireland at the moment, like the likes of the Regency Hotel, would you have seen that happen 20, 25 years
no,
ago?
No, no, probably not, no.
I did see it happening.
Right, but that is the way, unfortunately, the world has gone. Let me read a message that's just come in to me a second ago, and it says, I lived in Dublin between 1998 and 2017. I thought it was a fantastically friendly city where you could feel safe going home at night and even stop and have crack and a bit of banter with people. But I see the city as an aggressive city where one wrong word could get you hurt. Knife crime was very rarely heard of when I was living in Dublin, says Kevin Akulchi from Kerry. Thanks very much indeed for the message. We were asking about, you know, is there ever any defence for carrying a knife? Richard joins me on the line. Richard, you're originally from Texas, is that right?
Yes.
And I understand when you lived in Texas, you carried a gun.
Yes, I was licensed to carry concealed.
You were licensed to carry concealed. Now, that mere thought to us here in Ireland is a bizarre thought. We don't even license people to carry a concealed knife here in Ireland. You're not allowed to carry any weapon, but you do.
I do.
What do you carry?
I carry a knife because I'm not allowed to carry a gun. So, but I don't feel that I should leave.
Well, you're not allowed to carry a knife either, Richard.
I know, but I have to make a choice. I think the penalty for carrying a knife is less than carrying a gun.
Yes, most likely, but it's illegal to do both. So, but let me ask you then, how long are you living here?
We moved here in September of last year to care for my mother.
To care for your mother, okay. And has something happened since you came to Ireland that makes you want to carry a knife? I've lived in Ireland all my life and have no desire or need to carry a knife.
Since I've been in Ireland, I've had to display my knife twice.
Really? Under what circumstances?
Under duress. When we moved here, we did a voluntary course. We came in September, so we were at that time at level 3 restrictions. We stayed in Dublin for 2 weeks to do a voluntary quarantine so that we wouldn't expose my mother to the possibility of catching COVID from us. And then it took another 2 weeks for us to find our house before we moved. We were staying in a private room in a hostel on Lower Gardiner Street. We were right in the middle of Dublin. We went outside to sit on the steps on Gardiner Street to smoke a cigarette because obviously we couldn't smoke inside. And we observed crime happening both in broad daylight and at nighttime.
Okay, so you felt on edge?
Yes.
Did you feel more on edge than you would have? What part of Texas are you from?
Austin.
From Austin. Did you feel more on edge in Dublin city centre than you did in Austin, Texas?
Yes, because I didn't have a means to protect myself. I'm a prior combat veteran. I spent 9 hard years in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I'm used to combat scenarios. And if I'm approached by one person or possibly even 2 people, my wife and I can handle ourselves. But these groups in Dublin, they run around literally in groups. You might have 3 or 4 people surround you to rob you, and 2 or 3 of them
but
are holding
on. Isn't there a risk, and this was mentioned earlier on, okay, you get surrounded by a gang like that, you produce your knife, you're prepared to use it, is it not a risk, if there's four of them surrounding you, that they're just going to grab the knife off you and use it on you?
Highly unlikely. I'm a combat veteran. I'm trained in combat.
If I nobody's going to take you on, Richard. Is that really what you're saying?
I certainly hope not. Okay. But the thing is, I was challenged.
Okay, you know, but the point being that you make no apologies for the fact that you do carry a knife around the streets of Dublin. Thanks very much indeed for your call. It's awful, actually, to hear that somebody feels that on edge in our capital city.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.